7:34 the time, 26 minutes before 8 o'clock on the Mornings with Ed show coming up during the 8 o'clock hour. At 8:30, in fact, Captain Rachel Johnson, Laguna Beach Police Department, about some of the business closures and the enforcement of such. We'll also be talking to her about enforcement of the state regulations, the governor's mask orders, see where we are there locally. We're also going to be honoring John Lewis, member of Congress, American hero, a civil rights warrior. We lost John Lewis on Friday at 80 years old after a several months long battle with cancer. Definitely want to stick around for that. That's coming up in a little bit. I did mention at the top of the program that we had been thoroughly let down by the county, and I'm not alone in that feeling. I'm not alone. Clearly, Congress feels the same way, as Congress wrote a letter to our County Board of Supervisors. Orange County congressional members wrote to Chairman Steele, Vice Chairman Doe, Supervisor Wagner, Chafee and Bartlett, and Mr. Kim and Dr. Chow. And this is what they say. We write to express our strong concerns regarding the county's use of federal funding to prevent, test, trace, treat, and limit COVID-19 in our communities. Spiking infection, ICU occupancy, and mortality rates are gravely concerning, especially after recent developments that the county's healthcare agency incorrectly added 30,000 serology tests to the diagnostic test counts over several weeks. The erroneous inflation of COVID-19 testing data, top public health officials' resignation, and pervasive difficulty accessing tests have raised serious questions. Throughout the coronavirus crisis, we have remained committed to providing financial support to the county for its efforts to combat COVID-19. We helped pass the Bipartisan CARES Act, which provided $554 million to the county to cover expenses necessary to prevent, test, and treat COVID-19 infections. We voted for the HEROES Act, which would provide an estimated $3.8 billion to local governments in Orange County, including $1.8 billion to the county itself. We write today to ask how those dollars are being used to protect the lives and livelihoods of Orange County working families and small businesses. Exaggerated data posted for several weeks painted a distorted picture of public health reality of Orange County, leading to today's drastic increases in COVID-19 infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. Again, this is Congress writing to our Orange County Board of Supervisors. During our delegation call on June 24th, 2020, we were told serology tests were mistakenly added to the total test count for the county. It is our understanding that serology tests started to be included in the total test count on April 28th, 2020. The same day that the county released reopening guidelines. The county's healthcare agency initially reported to the Orange County delegation that this error was discovered sometime in mid-May, the same time period that the county submitted its attestation to the state to modify the stay-at-home order, and the COVID-19 death toll in Orange County surpassed 100. The county later publicly announced that the error was discovered on June 3rd, 5 days before former health officer Dr. Nicole Quick resigned after facing death threats and protests at her home over a mandatory face covering order. 2 days after, this is important, 2 days after we were told about this error, the county updated its website on June 26, 2020 to remove the erroneous 30,000 diagnostic tests added to the total. The addition of 30,000 serology tests to total testing numbers calls into question the county's attestation to the state to modify its stay-at-home orders. To protect Orange County's public health and economy, we believe it's critical the county is fully transparent about its use of the $554 million in federal funding that we secured, as well as its COVID-19 data. As such, we request answers to the following questions, and we as citizens should request these same answers from the county. Other than the $101 million that the county allocated to support businesses and city government on May 26th, We understand that the county has committed funds provided by the CARES Act to testing, personal protective equipment, disease control, food assistance, behavioral health, and other COVID-19 related expenses. We ask that you please provide detailed information about how the county has used such funds to respond to this public health emergency up to this point, and how the county plans to use remaining funds. We've heard contradictory information about how the county learned about and responded to the addition of serology testing numbers to the overall figures for diagnostic testing in Orange County. Given disparate information provided to the delegation, when and how was this error discovered? When was the board notified of this error? And why did it take 2 weeks to notify the delegation and the public? Did the inclusion of 30,000 serology tests in the numbers of diagnostic tests impact the county's attestation to the state? If it did not impact the attestation, how was the county able to use data absent the serology tests if it was submitted on May 21st, a full 2 weeks before the mistake was supposedly discovered on June 3rd? These are questions the county absolutely has to answer. That stinks. Number three, how has the county used federal funding to carry out contact tracing implementation? How can we effectively contact trace if we are receiving over 1,000 cases per day? If there are significant delays in receiving testing results, how can we effectively contact trace if we are not getting such results in real time? These are questions that the county absolutely has to ask. We have to hold their feet to the fire on this. Or, I'm sorry, the county has to answer. We have to hold their feet to the fire on this. And finally, the congressional delegation states that we understand that the county is working to stand up a new program that is intended to improve access to testing for essential workers. How is the county paying for this effort? How will this effort impact availability of testing and the timelines of results for essential workers and other county residents? This is a letter from Harley Ruda, Alan Lowenthal, Gilbert Cisneros, Linda Sanchez, Katie Porter, J. Luis Correa, and Mike Levin, all members of Congress, asking questions about the County Board of Supervisors and their mishandling of the COVID-19 outbreak so far. 7:41 on the Mornings with Ed Show.